Thank you and good morning. Welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be on the air. We trust that the things we say will be a blessing and a help to you as you live your life. We would like to give you an invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri, and our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with classes for all ages. Our worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday night services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening. And so these are our services, and we give you this invitation to come, knowing that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. We'd like to speak this morning on the subject of the infinity of God. And I know that God is a marvelous subject. I do not think that there's a subject anywhere that will so bless man as a study of God. With every subject that we study concerning God, we're apt to say we can understand. But when we come to the study of God, there is no way that we can fully comprehend all about God. Well, in this study concerning the infinity of God, well, I wonder just what that word means, the infinity of God. Well, it means that God is without limits of any kind at all. God is boundless, immeasurable. Man is just exactly the opposite. Man is described as finite. That is, man is contained within all kinds of limits. Man is limited by time. He's limited by space and material substance. God, on the other hand, is limited by nothing at all. Now, consider time for a second. In the book of Psalms 90 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." This verse teaches us about God's eternal existence. Now think about this. There was never a time when God was not. As far back into eternity as you can go, there's still God. And this God is exactly the same as He is now, and He's exactly the same as He will be in eternity, as far ahead in eternity as you can go. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, calls God the Ancient of Days. That verse did not read that God is the Ancient in Days. God does not get old. God has made time for us. Time is a measurement for now. There is no measurement in eternity, because in eternity there is the everlasting now. As far as now, this life that we're living is concerned, we measure our days by years and moments, seconds, and hours. But as far as God is concerned, there is no measurement at all. He is without time at all. That's why that in eternity, there's no clocks. Because God doesn't need any clocks. He's always the same as He always was. Notice another scripture. In the book of Psalms 102, verse 27, the Bible says, "Thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 17, the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I mean, these scriptures teach us that God does never change. And when you consider this, that God never had a beginning. Now, as we said at the very beginning of this message, the highest contemplation that a man can have is to contemplate God. It is absolutely mind-boggling to think about God who never had a beginning. Men are used to thinking about things that began and end. For example, this radio broadcast has a beginning and has an ending. But God never has a beginning, and He never has an end. He's always the same. God did not start out as a baby God and develop into an adult God. He was always God, and He's always exactly the same as He is. I know today that there are some religions that teach that God is no more than a developed human being. These religions teach that if we continue to develop, that we will one day be at the place that God is now. But of course they say that God will be further developed than He is, so that we will never really reach the place that God is. The problem with all of that is that God doesn't change. God is God. There is no variableness nor shadow of turning with God. The religion that teaches that men develop into God is of the devil. It is not taught in the Holy Scriptures of God at all. Notice another scripture, the book of Romans chapter 1. The Bible said in verse 20, we'll just read a part of this verse, even His eternal power and Godhead. And when we consider God's power, we must realize and understand that God is not like men in that He increases or decreases in strength or power. Now remember, God never increases in power. He never decreases in power. His power, His strength is always the same. God never gets tired. Now compare this with men. Men are born into this world as babies. They got very little strength at first. But they eat and grow strong. They exercise and grow strong. They develop muscles and they grow strong. God's not like that. God always had all the power there ever was. His eternal power and Godhead. There comes a time when the strength of men slowly leave them. They grow old. And after a while, it seems that it takes longer to rest than it did to get tired. You know how that is when you get a little bit older. You know, God's not that way. God never does need to rest because He never gets tired. His strength is always the same. And somebody would say, well, I thought that God rested on the seventh day after He had made the worlds. Well, that didn't mean that God got tired. It simply means that God was setting a precedence for us that we might take one day out to worship Him. And that's what that whole thing is about. Men, when they finally lose their strength, die. But you know, God's never going to die. He never does lose His strength. He never does get tired. He never has to sit back in the rocking chair and rock for a while. God never takes a nap. He never goes to sleep. God hears our prayers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Never gets them mixed up because God is God. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 15 and verse 18 concerning another point about God's infinity, that is God's unchangeableness. The Bible says, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. In other words, God knows everything about everything He's ever made. And He doesn't forget anything. God's knowledge remains the same all of the time. Now, somebody would say, well, now, surely God learns something as he goes along. Oh, no. You see, if God learned something as he went along, that would mean there was something in the beginning that God didn't know. That would mean that God would change. But God knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning. Let me ask you this question. Where did Jesus go to school? Well, let me answer it. In the book of John, chapter 7, verse 15, the Bible said the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus didn't go to school, but he got his knowledge from God because he is God. Jesus is God, and he knew all things from the very beginning of this world. Look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, and verse 13 and verse 14, as we consider the things that God knows about. He knows everything that there is to know because he's God. Listen, you can rely upon a God like this. You can go to a God like this and trust him with everything because he already knows it. And you don't have to tell God anything because he already knows it. God already sees it. God already hears it. You see, he knows it all. Look in Isaiah 40, verse 13 and 14. The Bible said, with whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the way of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Well, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? Who taught God? You reckon, you know, Jesus didn't go to school. Well, how did God know everything? He knew everything because he's God. Every other person must learn, but God doesn't learn because he always knows everything. God didn't counsel with anybody about anything. Nobody taught God anything because God is the holder of all knowledge. Think about another thing. The mercy of God is from eternity. The Bible said in Psalms 103, verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Did you know that God never did start having mercy? The Bible said, and I just read to you in Psalms 103, verse 17, that the mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting. God always had mercy even before Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. The fall did not take God by surprise, thereby causing God to develop mercy. But God always had mercy. He always knew all things. And he works all things after the counsel of his own will for his own purposes and grace. One other thing, that is that the love of God is eternal. That's why I'm still saved, because God loved me eternally. In the book of Jeremiah 21 and verse 3, God said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God did not develop knowledge. God did not develop his strength. God did not develop his love for me. He didn't develop this just because I came along. God had always loved me, and he died for me on the cross of Calvary. Salvation is in God's eternal plan. It was not developed after the fall, but before the fall, because God knew all about everything at all times. In conclusion this morning, as we think about the infinity of God, remember, God never changes. If God were to change in anything at all, even if it was in a thing that we considered an improvement, it would mean that there was something wrong with God that needed to be improved. And God has never changed. God never improves because he's perfect. And you can't improve on something that's perfect. God is totally sinless and the absolute standard of righteousness for all. This is the God that we worship. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. This morning we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you now for listening.